When you think of a war hero, what image comes to your mind? Most likely, it could be a man or a woman dressed in desert camo, or a wounded warrior learning to walk again after being wounded in an IED blast. But there is another group of war heroes we should consider: war dogs. Their history in our military is long and honored. Messenger dogs, scout or patrol dogs, and particularly important in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, explosive detection dogs. And perhaps you didn't know this, Michigan has one of the few war dog memorials in the nation. It's located between Milford and South Lyon in Oakland County. Phil Waitloff is a veteran of the U.S. Army, and he's a champion of the Michigan War Dog Memorial. Phil, is there any way to estimate just how many American military lives have been saved by war dogs?
Yes. Really, if you go back to the little bit of the history of canines in the military, you kind of can start back at World War One. During that time, the dogs were called ambulance dogs. And after there was a frontal attack in no man's land, the dogs were trained to go out in the no man's land, find a wounded soldier, bring back an article of his clothing to the stretcher bearers, and then lead them back to that wounded soldier and bring him back to safety. How many lives did they save during World War One? Well, I guess only God would know.
Yes.
But
they were important in World War II, weren't they?
Yes, in World War II, they is estimated, according to military records, that they saved 15,000 lives. So that's 15,000 men and women in uniform and would not have come home if it wasn't for a war dog. And in Vietnam, they're credited with saving 10,000 lives. And then after that, their name changed to MWDs. That's military working dog, because of the different disciplines that they were now being trained at. So they did their duty in Bosnia. They did their duty in Iraq. And today, they are still on duty in Afghanistan. At the present time, I believe there's 600 teams in Afghanistan. And their main function there is finding the explosives, the IEDs on the road. Matter of fact, they're so good at it than what they call the hot spots on certain trails and roads, they will actually lead a convoy of vehicles. They'll go ahead of them and clear the road.
Wow.
They do a fantastic job, and it's something that people are not aware of. There's not been a lot of publicity about it, but we need to honor these dogs and show our respect for what they've done and how many lives they've saved. So.
And tell us how you found out about the War Dog Memorial in Michigan.
That was just by chance. Somebody had mentioned to me about an abandoned pet cemetery and a war dog monument out in this wooded area. It was an absolutely horrible shape. And so being a member of the AMVETS Post 2006 out of Milford, I went back to the meeting that month and I told the guys what I had found. And formed a detail. So let's form a detail to start cleaning this up. So we set a date, put some notice in the paper, contacted other VSOs, that's Veterans Service Organizations, and canine supporters alike. And the day that we set to start cleaning it up, over 50 people showed up. It was just astounding. Everybody had heard about this abandoned pet cemetery, but nobody had done anything with it. So we started cleaning it up, and at that point, we started doing some research. So we got into the archives to find out more about this pet cemetery and about why the War Dog Monument was erected, and we found that the pet cemetery was established in 1936, and at that time, it was called the Happy Hunting Grounds Pet Memorial. And then we found that in 1946... when the townspeople heard about how many lives canines had saved during World War II, they got together with a fundraiser and they erected that monument to honor them. And then in 1947 was actually the first war dog that was buried there.
Yeah, tell us about Sparks.
Yeah, Sergeant Sparks, he was a Doberman Pinscher, and he fought with the Marine Corps in the Pacific as they was doing their island hopping. And we found that he fought in Bougainville, he fought in Guadalcanal, in Guam, and Okinawa. So this dog went through four major campaigns and brought everybody home safe. And the handler asked permission to take him home with him. Mm-hmm. At first, the military denied it because they felt he was too dangerous. But he wrote them a two-page letter and took full responsibility, brought him home to Rochester Hills, Michigan. And a year later, he got ill and he passed away.
Wow.
So he said, I want to take him out to the pet cemetery by the monument, and I want to bury him just like his buddies that died on the beach. So it was very, very, very heart-touching.
And you were actually able, were you not, Phil, to get Governor Snyder to declare March 13th official Canine Veterans Day in Michigan?
Yes, that was very interesting. We after we cleaned it up, we had a kind of a rededication of the site. And we said to ourselves, we should do this every year, have some kind of a ceremony. And so one of our guys says, well, why don't we write a proclamation and submit it to Governor Snyder and see if we'll sign for it? And then we said, what date? Well, we knew in March 13th in 1942, the quartermaster was given the order to secure dogs for defense. So we said, let's use that date, March 13th. So we submitted that to Governor Snyder, and within 2 weeks, he signed that proclamation. But we went one step further. We took a copy of that signed proclamation, and we sent it to every single governor in the United States. And it was interesting, the responses. Some was no response, but other ones was, this is a great idea. Hmm. So we have encouraged 13 states now to sign up for that.
So you've led the way. This is really, seems to me, a true case of military veterans like yourself and fellow members of your VFW hall to be caring for other veterans, four-legged veterans.
Well, that's of course, one of our missions. The VSO's mission is veterans helping veterans. And with me being a dog lover and always having German Shepherds most of my life, it kind of touched my heart of how well-trained these dogs were and how dedicated they were. And the bonding that would happen between the soldier and his dog, it's just unbelievable. As many nights I've sat and talked to the Vietnam Dog Handlers Group and talked to these soldiers who've been on the front lines with a scout dog. They're always on point. It's the most dangerous spot you can be in a patrol. And the stories they tell you, it's just phenomenal. And I said, we have got to honor these dogs. We've got to take care of them.
So are you accepting, are you burying more of these war dogs?
Yes. Last year we buried two. We buried a MWD buddy. We did a very, very nice ceremony for him. Then right after MWD buddy, we buried MWD Mina. Now, Mina's story is very, very touching. He was originally trained in the U.K., and he fought with the British Army for 2 years, and he did two tours in Bosnia. Then after that, he was transferred to the American Army. We're not sure why, but he was transferred to the American Army. And then he went down to Lackland Air Force Base for refresher training, and then he was assigned to Fort Linwood, Missouri, as his home base. And then he did 9 tours in Afghanistan. That's
wow.
9 tours.
Wow.
That's just unheard of. But the dog was so good at a bomb detection dog, they did not want to let him go. And they worked him till he was 12 years old, and finally his hips started giving out. So the young soldier, who was his handler, had first shot at adopting him, and which he did. And he sent him home to his family in Owosso, Michigan. And poor Mina only lasted about a year, and he got very ill, and he died. On May 5th, we had Mina's burial, and we set it up real proper this time. We had the Patriot Guard was there, did a flag line, and we ended the program with the group that I belong to. We're all German Shepherd owners. We have 8 German Shepherds that's been trained to howl on command. So to end the burial, we said, it would be a canine salute to their fallen comrade. And we lined up those 8 shepherds, and they howled for 15 minutes.
Wow.
And it was very touching.
I'm glad we had a chance to learn about all of this, Phil. And I want to remind everybody that the Michigan War Dog Memorial can be found at 11 Mile and Milford Roads right near South Lyon, Michigan. And you can learn more about the Michigan War Dog Memorial by going to their website, mwdm.org. That's mwdm.org. And we have been talking to the director of the Michigan War Dog Memorial and a proud U.S. Army veteran, Phil Wetloff. It's been very good to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Well, you're more than welcome.